can I get a drum roll, please, for season two of the Disney College Program miniseries, part of the Life at Disney podcast.
That's right, we're back and we're so excited to introduce you to so many of our friends here at Disney, including
Reese, who works attractions at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and
Cameron, who works in quick service food and beverage at Magic Kingdom Park. Holly, you ready?
I'm ready, let's do it. Hey everyone, kicking off this episode with the one, the only, Reese, who works attractions at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Reese, I am so freaking hyped to have you here. How are you feeling?
Really excited.
Slay.
So excited.
Let's get into it. So, okay, you work attractions at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Which attraction? Tell me about your role.
I work at Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So, basically, you're going to board a train, and the train will take you through the Mickey cartoons, and Goofy will be your conductor, and you'll go backwards and forwards and all unexpected motion. I'm literally reading off the sign in my brain that, like, that we have in front of the ride.
You have it memorized.
Yes. And basically, the train conductors and also the ushers, whoever you see in there in the red and the green, that's what I do, and I love it so much. It's so much fun, and I think one of my favorite positions to be in is in theater, where I get to talk to Goofy. Like, who else can say that in their job they can talk to Goofy?
Literally just you.
I know.
You're special. Okay, so walk me through your job and, like, this attraction, because you're throwing out you get to talk to Goofy, you're an usher, this is theater, this is show business, this is drama. What is this attraction?
Okay. A lot of people ask me when they first come in and they're like, is this a ride or a show? And I say, yes. because technically what you are coming into, you are coming to watch the world premiere of Mickey and Minnie's Perfect Picnic, which is one of the cartoons. And then suddenly something goes wrong and you are now transported into the cartoon world. So, yeah.
It's magical.
If people want to see it, they got to come see it.
Exactly. We're giving spoilers here.
I know. I try not to give too much.
That's not even the whole ride, so we're still leaving a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So you do have to come and check it out yourself.
Yes.
Okay, so backing it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So this is your role, but let's talk about how you even got here in the first place. This is, as I understand it, your second Disney College program.
Correct.
Tell me about your first Disney College program. How did you hear about it, and how did you decide this was something you wanted to do?
So my mom actually did the Disney College program back in 1995. She's always like, I want to go back to Florida. I want to work for Disney. And she just misses it all the time. So I was like, I want to do that because I've grown up around Disney like my whole life. And, you know, whenever I would go to Disney, you know, cast members are the ones that really make an impact and make those magical moments for you, and they stay with you. And I was like, I want to be that person for somebody because my mom did it and now I'm doing it. So my first program, I applied and I got accepted, and I worked at the Tomorrowland Terrace Dessert Party over at Magic Kingdom. But I absolutely loved it. It wasn't really quick service. It was more like working a special event. And we would, like, plate all the desserts for everybody and check people in and seat them. And basically, we, after they eat their desserts, we take them to watch the fireworks. And then after I went home, I was like, okay, that was a lot. I'm going to wait till my senior year to come back and do a program. And then literally the moment I could apply, I was like, done. I went back. And
it's like, never mind.
I don't know. I just missed it. And there's something just about making magic and the feeling you get about working at Disney. It's literally the experience of a lifetime.
Do you feel like it made a difference to have your mom, who, like, did the program before, like, that she kind of knew what was going on?
Yeah. So, funnily enough, she actually worked at Casey's Corner. So when she found out I was Main Street, like, North, before we, like, knew my official role, she freaked out. She's like, oh my gosh, you're really continuing the legacy. And funnily enough, I could have cross-trained over to Casey's Corner, but because my program was so short, I wasn't able to. But I think she was, like, really, really excited because she was like, oh, she cries all the time. She's like, I'm so proud of you.
What do you feel like kept you coming back? Because you were like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to put this on hold if I'm going to do a second program. And then you're like, Just kidding, no, I'm not. So what made that switch?
I don't know, something about Disney life. You know, the Disney bubble is definitely a real, real thing. And I think it's also, you know, guests who come to experience Walt Disney World, they experience it. As in, like, you literally are here and you just totally escape reality. And I think that's literally just it. When I went back home, I was like, oh, this is not Disney. And I did work in hospitality when I got back home, and I was able to apply a lot of the things I did from Disney. But instead of saying, like, hi, friends, I couldn't say that because I worked in a fine dining restaurant. The only way I can describe it is it's not Disney. And the Disney bubble definitely exists here, and there's just something magical about that. And it's nice to be a part of.
100% agree. I feel like there's also this element of, like, the real world is still part of this in the sense that, like, you are still in school. Mm-hmm. You are packing up and moving across the country to come do this. How did you handle that transition? Was that hard, or were you like, this is a piece of cake?
So the first time I moved for my first program, I was like crying. I was like freaking out because this was like the first time I was ever moving away from home all the way across the country. And of course, I was like, oh, I don't have a car, and I didn't know how the bus system worked and everything. And so it's so scary and it's nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. I go to school at Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. So there, like, if I wanted to go home, I could just go on home on the weekends, but not here. But this time around, I don't know, something about, like, just knowing what I'm going into felt nice. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, of course it's nerve-wracking because I'm going into a whole new role, and I was even living at East my first program, now I'm at West, so it's a whole new experience, mm-hmm. Even though I've done it before.
Okay, so tell me about this bus system, because if you don't have a car, mm-hmm. chances are you're probably taking the buses to get everywhere you need to go, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So the bus does a really good job because it'll bring you to a ton of amenities, of course, like Disney parks, anywhere basically on Disney property, Disney Springs. If you need to go grocery shopping, it'll bring you to a grocery store. And we also have, like, a town center nearby, and there's so many amenities there. And literally, you can walk there. Like, it's like a 10-minute walk. It's really nice because you're not going totally out of your way to get, like, the necessities you need because the bus will take you.
What are some of the things that you like to do for fun?
I actually just went to 50s Primetime Cafe yesterday. I think that was literally, like, one of the best dining experiences I've ever had. It was awesome. Like, our server was awesome. It was so much fun. So we love to go try, like, new places on Disney property. We, of course, go to the parks. Like, where
Obviously.
Else can you just, like, go to the parks? Be like, oh, I'm craving this. Let's go.
Obviously, as this is your second program, I'm sure you've done a ton of things. Is there anything on your Disney bucket list that you have not yet done?
Ooh, that's a good question. We just bought a ticket to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. And I've never gone, so we're so excited. We did 4 parks in one day, like a couple, maybe a month ago, and that was like so much fun. It was so tiring, do not get me wrong, but it was so much fun. And then we were actually planning, my roommate and a couple of my friends were planning on staying at one of the resorts just to have like a sleepover.
A staycation.
Yes, exactly, because gotta use those Disney benefits.
You do.
Yeah.
Which resort are you looking at?
I think we were looking at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh my gosh. Have you been there before?
I have, but it was with my mom and we literally just stayed one night. So I felt like I didn't get to like explore the whole resort. Mm-hmm. But we saw a giraffe outside my window. And
Which
I
is,
was like
wild.
I know.
You're in Orlando, Florida. Like, what is this giraffe doing here?
Hey.
That's Disney. So switching gears a little mm-hmm. bit, let's talk about your major first. So what are you okay. majoring in?
So I'm a theater major, and I also have a double minor in musical theater and hospitality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why those majors?
So growing up, I don't know, I'm a little bit, I like attention.
you and me so, both, girl.
I've loved performing on stage and just performing in front of people, and that's literally what Disney is. Like, they call it backstage and on stage for a reason, because you literally are on stage in front of guests. After my first program, I added the hospitality minor when I got back to school just having those like two mixtures of theater and hospitality, like people look at me and they're like, how did this correlate? And I'm like, well, when you work at Disney, they do have to have the hospitality mentality when you are at Disney, and you're also on stage when you are at Disney and working at Disney. Ever since I was little, yes, I wanted to be on stage and performing, but I've always wanted to help people, and I feel like at Disney, like I can, and I can also be on stage as well.
100%. And I feel like we have to be so real for a moment because like you might be coming back from four parks in one day and then you've got to be on stage. And sometimes that can be difficult. Like we have to be real about that. How do you handle that? What makes it easier?
A lot of caffeine. but I guess truly like just thinking about where I get to work. And not everybody gets to work at Disney, and thinking just like how, I don't know, grateful I am to be here. And also I have to say, like, if I'm having a bad day, because there, of course, like I said, there are going to be those days, like the guests, not only are we making magical moments for them, but they also make magical moments for us. And so literally any guest interaction that I have can turn around my whole entire day. Their response to, I don't know, me just doing my job, like, is just so fun.
Okay, but I can already tell, like, you have star energy. So I'm sure, like, you're adding a little spice to your role. Like, do you have a routine that you do when you're interacting with Goofy, like, jokes that you tell, anything like that?
Yes. I guess I can give, like, a couple.
Not too many spoilers
now. Exactly. So when you go into the cartoon world, smoke does come out into like the theater, and like when I'm talking to Goofy, I'll be like, oh, it's my first day, like I don't know if they should go in there, that's I don't know. And then as they're going in, I'm like, I'm so sorry guys, they told me this is a non-smoking theater, but and then I'll make jokes like about Donald Duck, because you know we don't want them to touch the screen because cartoon splinters like really hurt and they're hard to get out. So, you know, I'll say, don't touch the screen. I'm going to call up my friend Donald Duck to help me fix fix the quacks. Yeah, with duct tape.
Did you come up with these?
So some of them, like, we kind of, like, steal from each other. As you get more confident, I feel like you can start improvising a little bit. Like, I started adding on, like, just more duck jokes. It's like, oh, it's going on his bill, not mine, so...
I'm not laughing to make you feel better. I'm laughing because this is so fun. Like, actually ridiculous. I love this.
I love working in attractions and in my role. It's a lot of fun. Even if I'm not in theater, when people are getting on the train, I'll just, like, wave to them, and they're all smiling, and they go, like, choo-choo, and I'm like, yes, train conductor. And it's just, like, little things like that.
Do you want a career with Disney? Like, where do you want to go after this? Do you know this? Is this a big question to ask?
Wow.
What's your five-year plan? What's your 10-year plan?
Well, I know I definitely want to do something with hospitality. And
right.
I definitely want to do something within the Disney company. What? No idea, because there are literally so many things you could go into. Like, someone even visited our attraction, like, when I first started the program, and they were like, oh, yeah, I'm an Imagineer of props. I'm like, you wouldn't even think that was, like, a thing. There's, you know, a role, but there's also, like, little branches of everywhere you could go. But I think, you know, I've always wanted to be in guest relations, of course, because that's really big in, like, hospitality. It'd also be cool because at our attraction, if something's wrong, we send them to guest relations. If I'm guest relations, I can't send them to anybody else. So I would be, like, you know, the one actually helping and being able to, like, fix this situation and stuff.
I feel like it goes without saying, this is a job, obviously a very fun job,
yes.
But it is a job. And I think with any job, there's always going to be challenges. What are some of the challenges you have faced? And how do you feel like the program, like, prepared you for those?
Yeah. So we think, of course, a lot of our challenges can be with guests. And I mean, of course, you might have some challenges with your fellow cast members, but I think a lot of it is with the guests because that's the most people we interact with.
Right.
sometimes they aren't going to be having the best day. And I think you just have to think of that mentality of you don't know what this person's life is like or how their day is going. The best thing I like to think is, like, you want to make the moment right. Like, how can I make the moment right? And I think it's very nice because our leaders, our coordinators, if, like, we don't know how to fix a situation, they're here for us. Not only are they here for, like, guest situations, but they're here for us as cast members. And if we just need a break or, like, a breather, or we had a bad situation with a guest, like, they are there for us to, like, let us have just a moment to breathe. And I love that because, like you said, it is a job. There are some hardships in it. Mm-hmm. And I think if you go into that mentality of, like, I'm here to make magic, I'm here for the guests, and when you do end up making that magic, I feel like you get something in return, and not something physically, but something, I don't know, of just, like, peace. And, like, you made the moment right. Mm-hmm. And I just love that.
I feel like that's got to be so empowering. Because when you're in a situation like that, it's obviously, it's high stakes. You mm-hmm. might have someone who's, like, mad, maybe not even necessarily at you, but just, like, mad. Mm-hmm. And to be able to, like, turn that around, it requires some finesse. Like, mm-hmm. that's skill you have to build. When something is not going the way that it needs to be going, what does that usually look like?
You know, with a person who's coming to Disney for the first time, Disney's a lot. It's so much planning. They're, you know, spending a lot of money for their family to come and enjoy something so magical. And if something is just not going so magical, it can ruin their, like, whole experience. Mm-hmm. And we want to turn that around. But you just have to understand their frustration. Usually when something like that happens, I'll talk to my leader and be like, hey, I really want to do this for this guest because I understand their frustration, and it's just about making the moment right.
Yeah, I feel like expectations are very high mm-hmm. for people coming into Disney, and sometimes that plays out really well, sometimes it doesn't. It's so simple, but, like, sometimes people just want to be heard.
Oh yeah.
And that's, I feel like, is what changes it. Like, that can pivot the mood. So I feel like something that has to be addressed is, again, like, this is a job. You are grinding when you're here. Like, you are working sometimes really long hours, sometimes really late at night. How do you handle that?
So I think with coming into the program is, you know, I've had fellow cast members that unfortunately will leave the program because they don't realize, like, how much goes into it. Mm-hmm. Because in their mind, they're like, oh, I'm coming to work at Disney. Everything is going to be so much fun. I'm going to go to the parks every day. And sometimes that's just not how it is. Like, to be honest, like, totally realistic, you will work long hours. Sometimes, you know, you might work 7 days in a row without a break. And it does happen. At the end of the day of the whole entire program, you look back and you don't think about the long hours, the long days, like, how tired you were. I feel like you pick out the really, really great moments. And I think that's, like, what makes me want to keep going back. Mm-hmm. Is, yeah, I am tired. And there are going to be that moments. But I feel like if you come with the mentality of, like, okay, I'm here to work at Disney. And just even, like, that simple phrase, like, I'm here to work at Disney, mm-hmm. like that. Like, who gets to say that?
Literally.
I mean, us cast members. But, like, I think just that opportunity in itself is amazing. It is hard work.
Yeah. You got to have some grit.
Yeah. Yeah. You do.
Yeah. You're, like, thinking back. I feel like that's part of it, though, is, like, part of the bonding is, like, okay, we're all mm-hmm. working really, really hard.
Yes.
It's, like, work hard, play hard is yes. what I'm getting from the vibe.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I think you also, on those bad days, you have to remind yourself, like, who you're doing this for. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're doing it for the guests, but also you are doing it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. So working at Disney is obviously pretty unique. What have you found to be most valuable on this internship?
There's so many things. And I think that's, like, you know, why I did and I probably will continue coming back. Is, like I said before, like, it opens so many doors. I think one of, like, my favorite things that happened this program was our leaders actually will schedule, like, times and, like, meetings so we can learn about the resources in the Disney company or outside. Like, there's a hospitality leadership program that I'm really interested in, your leaders, your coordinators, everybody is rooting for you. Even some of the guests are rooting for you. And I think even just in my role in general is that you learn about patience and kindness. And, you know, a lot of us are very far from home. Some of us even farther because we have the international program. And you do get a lot of adulting. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great life experience in general because, you know, not only is this a job, but you're also gaining a lot of life experience.
Yeah. Well, Reese, our time is up. I'm going to go cry about it. But it was so much fun talking to you and just hearing more about your story. So thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Next, we're going to hear from another Disney College Program intern. So Josiah, I am tossing it over to you.
Thanks, Holly. Look, I am so excited to be back for season 2 of the Disney College Program miniseries, but I'm even more excited to introduce the person sitting to my left. She is literally a ray of sunshine, and she's back after her first college program with a little bit of pixie dust from the HBCU cohort powered by Disney on the Yard. This is Cameron.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We are so excited to have you here, and I'm excited to introduce you to everyone listening and watching. I have a million questions. So
awesome. Let's get to it.
We're going to jump right in.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself and where you're from.
Awesome. So, like you said, this is my second program. I graduated from North Carolina A&T State University. I have a bachelor's in child development and family studies with a concentration in family relations. I was in the band. I was a dancer, yeah, with Golden Delight. I was in different organizations on campus, and I'm happy to be back.
So what was it that led you to decide to come back for your second internship?
I enjoyed my first program so much. I built so many friendships. And I also wanted to see what else was for me at Disney and see if this was something I wanted to do long term.
Yeah. Tell us about your roles and your locations for both of your programs.
My first program, I did merchandise at Disney's Animal Kingdom at Discovery Island. It was the two shops right in front of the Tree of Life, so it was a really nice spot for pictures. And also the second program, I started in food and beverage at Magic Kingdom Park. It was in Tomorrowland at the dessert party, and we got to see the fireworks every single night. It was lovely. And I'm also extending my program into entertainment.
Awesome. So when you look at all of those experiences, those internship experiences, what are some of your takeaways and what are some of the things that you feel like you've gained while on those programs?
I've gained a lot of confidence in myself. I've been pushed out of my comfort zone a lot, in particular with the second program, because there are two different roles that I've never done before, I have no experience in. So coming into something new and having to trust that I've been trained really well and that I can actually do it, it's pushed my confidence up. And yeah, I've been pushed out of my comfort zone too.
That's amazing. So tell us about the school that you have represented on your name tag and what it means to you.
Of course, I'm going to always represent North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, the number one HBCU, Aggie Pride, okay? yeah, so I graduated from A&T December of 2021, and it was the best 4 years, honestly. I love A&T a lot, and I always hoping to go back, especially during homecoming.
So one of the cool things about being on this internship is that you get to work with and live with people from all over the world, right? You have international participants and you have people who are on their culinary internship. What has it been like to interact with so many different people?
It's been really great. One of my roommates, she's also in the HBCU cohort, and my other roommates are from Germany and Canada. And it's been really great living with them. We get along really well. Sometimes we will try to spend time with each other if we can.
So what is it like to be able to share your culture and to learn from other cultures, right, with all these different people and specifically your roommates as well?
So sometimes we may not see each other, but when we do, I always see them cooking. I can always smell it. It smells really nice. Because they are cultural representatives in Epcot, I see them wearing their costumes, and I always am like, you look so cute in your costume. So we may not always be able to get together sometimes, but when we do, it's really fun.
Yeah. Are you a foodie?
I am a foodie.
So if there's something that someone has to have, either from your hometown or from your area of school, what is the one thing that you would recommend people to have?
Okay, so in my college town, there is a fast food place. All the college students go to it. They have burgers, fries, milkshakes. I always get a large sweet tea. That's the Southern in me. But yeah, that's the place I would tell them to go.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If you're cooking something yourself, like if you're in control, you've got the recipe, what's the one thing you're gonna make for someone else?
Pasta, because it's quick and easy. But also, I do love pasta, so it's totally pasta.
So thinking about both of your internship experiences, what have been some of your favorite memories?
Wow, I would have to say at least one of them is going to the beach. With my friends. We actually went twice, and so we got to like watch the sunset together, and it was like closer to the end of my program the first time, and so we really just talked about like how much we enjoy the program and, you know, how we're gonna see each other soon. And so that's probably one of my favorite. But also, and this was recently because I am transitioning into a new role, I got to watch the fireworks my last time at the dessert party in Magic Kingdom Park with my trainer, who actually trained me. And so we were just sobbing because, you know, the magic of the fireworks. I love Happily Ever After. So it was really nice to watch the fireworks one last time with my cast members.
I literally remember the first time that I watched it, and I almost cried.
Yeah.
And that's seriously, I almost cried. Like, it was just so beautiful to witness that, and to be able to be around friends and family too, it's special.
And see Tinkerbell fly.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you haven't seen it, you have to, you must. So you mentioned something about being here and being able to go off campus and off property and to experience Florida a little bit. So what's that like as someone who hasn't lived here before, but you get to try and live like a local for here?
It's pretty interesting. It can be a little hard at times, but honestly, I would highly recommend people just kind of like get outside and see what else is there. I love to try different food spots because I am a foodie. So I will grab some friends and we will go and try and find a spot that we found on TikTok and, you know, give it a little review.
That's perfect. And on top of that, we also have a lot of events here at Flamingo Crossings Village so that you don't even have to leave property, but you get a little bit of experience of what it's like here. Talk about that a little bit.
One of the events that I attended was the Endless Possibilities Showcase, and it was great to network and talk to other people across Disney property and just kind of see what is out there, since I do want to stay long term. Disney programs also host a lot of other events, pool parties, they have pizza, so it's always a great talking point and getting to know each other and creating friendships when there's pizza involved.
Yeah, there's no denying that.
There's no denying that.
Have you met anyone at these events, and what is it like to build those relationships there?
I actually have. I met someone on my first program at one of the pool parties. We still talk to each other to this day, actually. And so it was kind of awkward at first, I'm not gonna lie, just because, you know, we don't know each other, but we're trying to, like, you know, talk to each other and build some type of rapport. And so after the first few minutes, it was just like instant click, and yeah, it was really fun.
So you've talked about, you know, how everything's going right now, and it seems like things have been going well. Let's talk about what's next, right? So looking at your major from college, how has it been being able to apply some of that here on your internship?
My bachelor's is in child development and family relations, and I'm very much of a visual person. So sometimes when I have interactions with guests and the guests are children, sometimes I instantly know what to do to kind of make the magic and make their day, just because I instantly know, okay, this is what's going on. This is what I've learned in school. I have the tools. Let me see if I can make this child's day. Let me see if I can make this family's day, because I already know, okay, I can see what's going on.
Do you have any dreams or career goals with Disney?
I do. I hope to stay in entertainment, hopefully, long term.
That's perfect. And what is the passion and the drive behind wanting to stay with entertainment?
It's very fun. It's also a challenge, and I think that will, you know, push me even more. The transition was interesting for me just because, again, this is something new for me, but I'm also very excited. I'm going in with the same positive attitude I have now, and yeah.
Do you ever think about how big the Walt Disney Company is and seeing all the opportunities that you have? What is it like to look at everything that's ahead of you?
It's really interesting because I don't think we really realize how big this company is and everything that falls under it. But I think it's really cool because we're not limited to just one thing. We have so many different avenues, and the Endless Possibilities Showcase definitely showcased that.
So we were talking earlier before we started filming about education. And one of the things you mentioned is continuing your education through potentially Disney Aspire. And for those of you who aren't aware, Disney Aspire is an educational resource for cast members at the Walt Disney Company who are full or part-time, who are interested in continuing their education. It's 100% paid for, tuition and everything. And I know that's something that you might be interested in. Is that true?
So that is true. I do want to further my education, and I would like to stay with the Walt Disney Company long term. So I feel like it fits.
So for those who are listening and they know that you were on an internship and had these experiences, but they hear something like merchandise, for example, and they don't know what specifically that means. What were your roles and responsibilities within those roles?
Right, so with merchandise, it's a very fun role. We are working like behind the register. We also are the ones putting out the clothing, the hats, everything that the guests are going to buy. We're the ones that are putting it out on the floor. We're the ones that sell it. We do some merchantainment where we get to play with the bubble wands a lot. A lot of the times we have a lot of guest interaction, and so that is definitely a fun role.
And then when someone hears quick service food and beverage, what exactly does that mean?
Right, so we are handling the food, we're handling the beverages. In particular with the dessert party, we were plating the desserts, we were getting the buffet ready for our lovely guests. We were setting up drinks, we were making sure everything looks nice and fancy for our guests so they can enjoy desserts before they go and watch the fireworks.
Many of us see what it's like to be at Walt Disney World Resort, but what is it like to work with the cast members on property?
Oh, it's so much fun. Everyone, I feel like everyone has a lot of energy that they bring, and so I am someone that feeds off of energy. So if I am coming to work and someone is very high energy, I'm like, yeah, we're gonna have a great day, like we're gonna make some magic. And it's so much fun where everyone is just very, very uppity, very high energy.
Describe what it's like just from start to finish, a full shift. What are kind of some of the key things that you would do during the day?
Okay, so with the dessert party, I would clock in, and then we're setting up tablecloths for the tables. We're putting out candles, and then we have a pre-shift meeting, and so announcements will go around from our leader and coordinators. We'll know how many people are attending the party, and then we are plating the desserts, we are pouring the drinks, and we're turning on our little magical lights that go on in the background, and then we start getting our guests ready and we escort them in.
Okay, so we're painting a picture for everyone listening and watching, right? You have this incredible day of work, and at the end of every night, you have an opportunity to see a beautiful display of fireworks. What is that like to be able to work in a place where you end your day with a fireworks show?
It's probably the best part about the role. It's so magical to be able to, you know, hear the fireworks while I'm doing my work. And we all have our moments where we're just singing to each other. We play around a lot as well. So that makes it all the better.
I think one of the best things within this company is that sometimes you're working with people who it's their first day. Sometimes you're working with people who they've been there for decades, right? So you have all these different levels of experience and knowledge. What are some of the things that you've learned from these cast members?
I think it's just not to be too hard on myself, honestly. I'm my own biggest critic, and my fellow cast members are so lovely and nice to me that they see me working hard and be like, Cameron, it's okay, you're doing great, like relax. So I think that's probably it.
Yeah, it feels good to have those reassuring comments.
It does, honestly.
Nice. So when you are having, you know, those challenging days, those difficult moments, what are some of the things that help you to get back to where you need to be?
Honestly, I will talk to my coordinators. I'll talk to my leaders. I have built that relationship with them. So they'll tell me to go take a second and, you know, I'll take a second, talk to myself, and just kind of hype myself up a little bit. And then I will get back to work and just try my best.
What are some of the challenges that you faced within your internship experiences?
I know I said this already, but it was self-confidence for me, just because sometimes I'm kind of like, oh, I don't really know what I'm doing, or it might be a guest interaction, and so I might need some help with the guests and trying to make sure everything goes okay.
And then on the opposite end of that, what have been some of the greatest experiences that you've had in the parks?
Okay, so this was recent. It was a guest's birthday, and we got everyone from the dessert party to sing happy birthday. And it was such a moment that the guest was like, can we get a picture with you? And so it's just me cheesing in the picture.
So you've been in roles, like you've mentioned, that have an opportunity to have longer interactions with guests and with kids to create those special moments. What does that mean to you to be able to do that?
It feels really great because you're doing something nice for someone, and a lot of the times they have no idea that it's even going to happen, and that's the best part. They have their first visit pins, they have their happy birthday pins, their happily ever after, and just seeing that and be like, oh, I know what I can do with that. And then going and making their night or making their day, it's the best part.
You have this incredible opportunity, right, to be working in the parks, but what is your work-life balance? Describe what you do to take care of yourself as well.
Right, so because I do work at night, I always do things during the day. So I will call my mom in the morning, I will talk to my dad in the afternoon, I'll also go to the park with my fellow cast members before work, and yeah.
What advice do you have for people who are visiting the area for the first time or haven't really been away from home, and this is their first experience with that?
The first thing I would say is that you're not alone. There are so many people here that are away from family for the first time. I would also say there are so many resources here that they're able to use. They don't have to worry about a car. We have transportation here. There are so many restaurants and stores that are within walking distance. I know me personally, I would carpool with my fellow cast members to work sometimes. So there's always somebody here to talk to. There's always people here to help.
The Walt Disney Company has a pretty cool culture of connecting with other cast members, meeting and greeting them, and kind of just getting to know their story. What's it like to have access to all of these incredible people with so many experiences?
I've been fortunate enough to connect with several different people, and I also have some mentors that I keep in touch with, in particular one who is in opening for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. So it's been very great to have someone looking out for me and being able to help me throughout this process. My relationship with my mentor is really great. She sends me articles about self-confidence, since that is something that I've been wanting to work on, and also YouTube videos, TED Talks, which is really important. So I know that she's really listening to something that I want to improve on.
If you could go back to your first internship experience, day one, you see Cameron, big, bright, beautiful smile. What is the one thing that you would give as advice to her?
I would tell myself to enjoy the moment and make the most out of it and to just be magical.
So what advice would you give to HBCU students and graduates who are interested in the Disney College program?
Some advice I would give is just to be open-minded about the program, take everything in, and also just be ready to work. This is a unique experience. We are living and working with everyone from around the world, and it's an amazing experience if you let it happen.
What does it mean to you to be able to wear that incredible shirt with those incredible colors representing Disney on the Yard?
It's a great feeling to know that I am a part of something bigger than me, and getting to see Drum Major Mickey and being like, this represents something phenomenal that a lot of people can relate to.
I think one of the coolest things about this internship experience, right, we see different people, we're interacting with others. You have an opportunity to teach people what it's like to be at an HBCU and what that means and How has that been to educate others and to be educated at the same time?
It's actually a great experience because a lot of people don't know what an HBCU is. The culture is definitely different. Whenever I tell people, you know, I was a dancer in the band, they're like, oh, really? And I get to show them videos and see, this is what we do at the football games. These are the dancers. This is what our band sounds like. And they are really interested in that, and they think it's really cool.
So people hear those letters, right? HBCU. And some don't understand and recognize that it means historically black college or university. So when you understand that you're literally a part of history, how do you share that history with others?
So it starts with a question, what is an HBCU? When fellow cast members see the Disney on the Yard t-shirt that I wear sometimes, and then I'm able to explain what an HBCU is, I'm able to explain some of the history of my school, some of the legendary people that are alum from my school, and they get interested in the history.
How do you feel your experience at an HBCU helped to prepare you for literally entering to the world and the workforce?
I feel like it honestly prepared me so much. We have this saying at A&T that is Aggie pride. And so I take a lot of pride in what I do. So when I'm coming into this internship, I'm taking pride in everything that I'm doing. And I think that makes a difference.
Rapid fire questions, just because I feel like doing it, and we're already here.
Okay.
All right. Favorite Disney park?
Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Favorite Pixar movie?
Cars.
Favorite classic Disney movie?
Little Mermaid.
Favorite princess?
Princess Tiana.
A Disney character you feel deserves some more love?
Belle.
Okay. A Disney movie you haven't seen that you want to see?
Big Hero 6.
I haven't seen that either. Live action or original animated?
Original animated.
Favorite villain?
Ursula.
Favorite nighttime spectacular?
Wishes.
Favorite snack from the parks?
Dole Whip.
Rope drop or park close?
Park close.
Mexico or Canada?
Canada.
Solo park day or going with friends?
Going with friends.
Going to the park before work, going to the park after work?
Going before work.
Cameron, if there's one thing that you want people to walk away with, that they're listening, they're watching, what do you want them to know?
Be magical. Be magical and have fun. This is such a great experience. Like, you have to have fun. You have to be open. And just let this journey take you wherever.
Cameron, it brings me joy that literally everyone in the world can now get a little bit of what it's like to be around you and the ray of sunshine that you truly, truly are.
Thank you.
We are wishing you the best as you continue to make memories and magic for yourself and for our guests here at Walt Disney World Resort. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Remember to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to our show. We're so excited to see you for the next episode, and be sure to follow us online at Disney Programs. This episode was brought to life by Matthew Nixon, Amy Trivers, Bethany Cobbs, Brandon Colon, John Hughes, Jaron Kaufman, and Allie Fisher. Editing was done by Megan Williams. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated. Design and graphics by Joshua Davila. And a special thank you goes out to the Disney Internships and Programs teams.